Time for our regular weekly visit with Peter King from Football Night in America. Peter brought to you by Verizon Fios, Shaw's, and Star Market, and by Always Health Partners. Hello, Peter. How are you?
Hey, everything's okay, Dale. How about you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. We're wondering what the heck is going on in Pittsburgh. Le'Veon Bell, we know that situation. He's in Pittsburgh. He's playing pickup basketball. He hasn't reported to the team. Antonio Brown gets picked up and cited for doing 100 in his Porsche this morning, 8 hours before kickoff tonight against Carolina. I mean, their record is good. They seem to be a bit dysfunctional, don't they?
You know, look, the Antonio Brown thing is, I mean, I just saw that a few minutes ago and I said, what is that? I mean, he's a different guy, and he at times has been difficult for Tomlin to handle, but he's such an intense competitor. I think they overlook a few things with him. The Le'Veon thing, in my opinion, if you're the Steelers, I think that they ought to do what Mike Florio suggested they do on Pro Football Talk, which I've had to think about it for a while. But if I were the Steelers, I would basically say, okay, your goal is to get to free agency at age 27 with not much wear on your tire, you know, with being really fresh and coming back in 2019, not having been beat up in 2018. So we're going to let you do that. We're going to release you to do that after the season, but we're not going to release you now to do it. So if you want to come back, you come back. But we are willing to not have you come back as long as you don't play for another team this year. I mean, they hardly want him getting signed by the Patriots or whoever if he's a free agent out there. But again, I think all along that his goal has been he wants to be a free agent and totally uninjured and unscarred by March 10th, 2019. And I don't know that this makes a lot of sense. It's really weird and against the grain. But I do think that if I'm the Steelers, I don't want Le'Veon Bell walking in there on Monday or Tuesday of next week.
What do you think Bell's market will be next year? Like, let's say he is a free agent. Do you think he's going to get the kind of offers that he's hoping to?
I doubt it. There's a guy who's making whatever James Conner's making this year, $570,000, who right now, as I wrote in my column this week, his year this year is better than the average year of Le'Veon Bell in the first half of his previous four seasons that he played at least eight games. So if, you know, again, I don't mean to demean Le'Veon Bell in any way, shape or form, but the NFL has proven over the last few years and has proven time and time and time again that in the NFL draft, you can find running backs who are going to be really good and who are going to be really, really productive for you. You know, and we have to look no further than the 2017 draft. When you look at the New Orleans Saints, 67th pick in the draft, Alvin Kamara becomes Offensive Rookie of the Year. Kansas City Chiefs, 86th pick in the draft, Kareem Hunt leads the NFL in rushing. It's not anybody's fault. It's just simply a fact that throughout recent history, you've been able to find very good, very productive running backs in the third round and later, and you don't have to pay them a lot. And James Conner, who I think was a second round pick, you don't have to pay running backs that kind of money. And that's why, in my opinion, somebody will pay them.
Right.
Let's say, I mean, if you ask the Jets, who've got a ton of cap room, I wouldn't be surprised if they paid him, say, $15 million a year or something like that. But I don't think there would be many teams. Just takes one.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think there would be many teams that would be willing to do it.
Speaking of the Jets, do you think Sam Darnold's really hurt? Because there's some thought out there that they're just trying to get this guy out of the line of fire right now.
Well, this would be a good week to do it because, you know, when you're playing Buffalo, you're going to play a front seven that's really, really going to be after you quite a bit. But no, I think he's hurt. I just don't think that Todd Bowles and Mike Maccagnan are the type to do a phony up an injury with the quarterback to get him not to play. Now, Dale, the question I think would be, is he hurt enough where he'd have to miss a game? That I don't know, but it appeared to be a funny injury to come on so suddenly. And honestly, it's really convenient right now for him to get a breather. You know, they play Buffalo, then they have a bye. And then, you know, hey, it doesn't get any easier. They play New England after that and then a very tough Tennessee defense after that. But I don't think they're faking it. But I do think it does come at a convenient time.
Mike Vrabel spent 1 year as a defensive coordinator, and now he is a head coach taking over a playoff team. People may forget that, but the Titans were a playoff team 9-7 a year ago. He takes over. They're 4-4 right now. What do you think of Vrabel year one as a head coach?
I think he's done a really good job. I think he, when you look at some of the wins he's had, I remember having a conversation with him the night that they beat the Eagles at home. And, he has not been afraid of making tough, quasi-controversial coaching decisions. I very much was in favor of what he did against the Chargers in London when they lost the game because they couldn't complete a two-point conversion, which I thought was really the fault of the offensive coordinator, Matt LaFleur, in emptying the backfield, which is fine, but then picking out the guy who's furthest away from the quarterback to try to throw to, when you have a quarterback who's not the most accurate guy in the league to begin with. But I'm bullish on his chances because I think players really, really like playing for him. Being at their training camp this year, that's the sense I got, and not just from the guys who should like him, the guys like Malcolm Butler who would know him a little bit or would at least know of him because they were with the Patriots and Logan Ryan too. And not that he coached there, but that they would obviously know something of him from there. I think the one other factor with Vrabel that right now is interesting is he's going a little bit against the 2018 grain. He's basically saying we are going to try to power run the football and we're going to build an extremely strong defensive front seven so that it's going to be second and eight a lot. I think that the Cowboys did a really stupid thing on Monday night. They only let Ezekiel Elliott touch the ball only six times in the second half of that game. But one of the reasons that happened, even though I still think he should have touched it more, is that he wasn't getting anywhere. I think he gained 16 yards in the entire second half. And that's Vrabel. Vrabel is going to make sure he's going to be able to run the ball, and he's going to make sure he's going to be able to stop the run. It's very much how he grew up. He grew up in Ohio high school football, Ohio State, Belichick. He believes that if you can't do those things, it's going to be hard for you to win. And that's, I think, the team the Patriots are going to go in to see on Sunday.
Why is Malcolm Butler so bad?
Dale, that's a great question. I think toward the end of last year, this is the one thing that nobody wanted to hear at the end of last year, but Bill Belichick didn't take him out of the lineup because of any vengeance or because he was trying to, do something to really insult Malcolm Butler. I think he did this because he watched, and in practice and in some games in the last month or so of the season, Malcolm Butler was killing him out there. And I always heard last year that during Super Bowl week, he did not have a good week of practice. And one day that a practice squad receiver beat him badly on a play And I don't know how much that had to do with it, but I just think that Belichick totally lost faith in him. And that's continuing now to this year. I mean, he got beat on a really good move by Mark Cooper in the first half of that game, but he also got beat on a play that he got embarrassed in Dallas. So I hate to say this. Maybe he's just not that good. Maybe he had his moment or six of great glory in a great scheme, and maybe there's a reason he wasn't drafted and didn't get invited to the combine and things like that. And again, I know that sounds odd, but because he did have some really, really good moments. But in totality, I think his career has had some pretty big highs. I mean, a gigantic high in the Super Bowl, but it's also had quite a few lows.
Do you think there's a chance we could be watching the last season of Rob Gronkowski? There was obviously the retirement rumors and things like that from the off season. Then he even had a weird kind of press conference this week. Last week, he's dealing with a couple of injuries. He's already missed two games. Doesn't seem to be the same guy on the field. Is there a chance to you this could be it?
I think there's a chance. I think Gronkowski has always been the kind of guy who, although the impression he gives, because he's an absolute steamroller when he gets the ball and he leaves bodies in his wake out there, I think the impression that he's always given is that he's going to be like Ditka and he's going to leave every last drop on the field. But I really don't sense that that's the case. I saw Drew Rosenhaus this offseason. I saw him at the scouting combine, actually, and we just had a very brief discussion about Gronkowski, and I've always got the impression that Gronk is going to do some other things in life and want to do some other things in life. Not that he doesn't love playing football, but he also doesn't want to get ruined by football physically. One other thing, I really got the sense being at the game on Sunday night that the Patriots are really trying to, because everybody knows, he could have played in that game if it was a playoff game. And he would have played in that game if it was a playoff game. I think the Patriots view that there's a 2018 football season expiration date on Rob Gronkowski. And could you put him out there for, let's say, whatever they have, seven regular season games and hopefully for them three playoff games? Could you put him out there 10 more times? You could, but how good would he be in games 8, 9, and 10? Probably not very good. So I just think the Patriots are kind of hedging their bets and saying, let's try to get Gronk to a position where he can play five of these games and he can be really, really good in them, hopefully, because the last couple of weeks he just hasn't been the classic Gronk.
Finally, before we let you go, Charlie Uke of the NFL Network pointed out on Twitter, AFC East starting quarterbacks, 30-year-old Ryan Tannehill out for the Dolphins, 22-year-old Josh Allen out for the Bills, 21-year-old Sam Darnold out for the Jets, 41-year-old Tom Brady just keeps on ticking.
Yeah, it's interesting. The other night after the game, I spent maybe 7 or 8 minutes with Tom afterwards. One of the things that he said to me, because we were talking about him and how he was able to keep going, especially in a game like this without so many pieces. And, you know, he basically said to me, I didn't even say this to him. I didn't even say, so how much longer are you going to play or anything like that? I just said, it sounds like you're still so excited about this, especially on a night like this, that you are going to keep going. And he said to me, you know, I've said to everybody, I'd like to go till I'm 45. And he said, I know I've said that 100 times and nobody believes me, but I mean it. And he said something I thought that was very odd. He said, I could wake up tomorrow morning and play another game and be absolutely fine. Nothing hurts. I feel fine right now. So I think we're seeing a guy who, as you guys have talked about, I'm sure 1,000 times, who has managed his life very well and who has basically found the one thing in life he wants to do until he absolutely can't do it anymore. He said something to me a couple of years ago when I said to him, "Don't you miss going out and drinking till 1 or 2 or 3 in the morning?" And he goes, he shrugged his shoulders and he said, not really. He said, "I've done that. And now I get to do this. So, and this to me is a lot more fun." So I just sense that whereas geniuses like me said, "Well, this is the last time we'll ever see Brady and Rodgers against each other." He made it very, very clear to me that, you know, he wants to play another 3 or 4 more years. So who knows? Maybe there is another game for Tom Brady at Lambeau Field.
Peter, we always appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
All the best, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Peter. Peter King, Football Night in America, joining us.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.